God is good, God is great. Man, God is good, God is great. I don't even know what else to say, man. God is good. God is great. Man. Bro, tap into your inner being right now, man. Your spiritual being, tap into it right now, bro. Feel that energy, man. That energy is more powerful than the human body. You feel me? That energy and that spirit that controls the human body. You can think and move your middle toe. Just imagine what you can do if you really tap into that spiritual being, man. What you can really do with your body, man. You can propel yourself to crazy heights that you're gonna think is surreal. That's how it really is, man. With the power of God, the power of all good things, good fruits, with hard work, of course. Because work is before success. That's a fact. Putting out hard work, believe like no other, you'll be able to achieve whatever you put your mind to, man. God is good. God is great. Whoo! Man, you're tuned in and listened to Justin Bless, man, which is the host of the Justin Bless podcast, which is the most honest, most vulnerable, most entertaining, most prolific, most educational, all that mixed in one. Give y'all that special recipe, that special sauce that gives you the Justin Bless podcast. Yes, sir. Yo, I'm geeked. I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm refreshed. Bruh, first off, I want to give you guys an explanation why I didn't drop on Friday. Bro, I've been going so hard on social media, so hard with the podcast, and bro, I just needed a break. You feel me? Just at least, I still dropped that week. You feel me? But I just needed a break, bro. I was like, yo, I'm going to gas. I'm going to, you know what I mean, burnt myself out because I've been going so hard, still working, still going crazy in the gym, still recording my gym content, putting on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. Bro, your boy needed it, man. I just needed a break to just chill, relax, and yeah, just be able to be here present in the moment. You feel me? And I don't want to give y'all some half-assed stuff. You feel me? Even though some days I don't feel like doing it, but I can give that 100% of what I feel that day. You feel what I'm saying? But on the Friday, well, Thursday, I normally record a day before, bro. I just was gassed out. Even on Friday, I was like, couldn't, you know what I mean? I didn't want to deliver nothing trash to y'all, man. I wouldn't be able to be into it, in tune, and also learn with you guys. And if I was going to share a story, I don't know if I was or not, but if I was going to share a story, I was going to give it 100% and give y'all that picture perfect detail of the story, you feel? And I just personally knew how I felt that day, and I knew I couldn't deliver. So it's all good. It's all good because what I do, man, I did 40 something podcasts straight, delivering 2 times a week. You feel? I think I deserve at least one break. You feel me? One of those joints, man. Probably even another one as well, bro, because going so hard, it's like you got to know when to rest yourself. You feel? Only you will know that. And hey, if you guys feel like taking a rest on something, even if it's like, bro, I just need a PTO from work, you feel me? I just need to just chill real quick, man. Go and do that. Just go and chill real quick. you don't gotta push it to the breaking end on certain things, you feel me? Because sometimes you gotta push, bro, even though it's not, you gotta still give and still deliver, you feel me? And that lights could be at the end of the tunnel, and then that's just get pay you dividends, man. Like crazy dividends. So y'all just pick your battles, I'll say. Pick your battles on which one is gonna be bad for your mental health, or it might be bad for your mental health at the time, but it's gonna reap great fruits from sacrificing. You feel me? Just pick your battles, man. But hey, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling ecstatic, electric, Lightning Bolt, man. I feel amazing, bro. Let me tell y'all what's been going on with your boy. Your boy finished the renovation on the Unit 1, my guy. We finished that joint, bro. We finished. Bro, the thing was to, we were supposed to do it in 21 days. That was a goal, bro. We did that hoe in 19 days. Can you believe it, bro? Can you believe it? Man, shouts to the whole gang, the whole squad, man. Hey, y'all can say what y'all want, but them Mexican people be working hard, bro. Honduran as well. Man, shouts to my boy Alfredo, the one that's holding it down. That's the main head honcho looking over the... Well, I'm the main dude, you feel me? But he's the second in command looking after because he's in head of the workers, and I'm the top, you feel me? Because I pay these niggas, of course. So yeah, man, shouts to Alfredo. That's the man holding it down, bro. We did three of them, bro. It's time to move on and keep going, you feel me? Next property, man, gotta be four units or bigger. We going forward, we pushing forward, we going hard at it. We're gonna make great things happen, man. God is good, God is great, you feel? Man, it came out so beautifully, man. That's why, man, I need to get this camera shot. You guys can hop on YouTube, subscribe to the Kent channel, of course. Hop on YouTube, and I can show you guys the progress and just what I explain things. And also when we learn about, like, different subjects that I'm not knowledgeable about, that I might feel some type of intrigue, interest towards, that I share with you guys and we learn together. I can actually have a visual content with you guys. You feel me? And we need to do that soon. Just a camera that I want to get is pricey. I explained it before. Then I had the renovation going on. A lot of stuff. Your boy's juggling a lot of stuff. So just be patient with your boy. Your boy's going to deliver. That's a fact. I'm going to do it. Because I don't say things I don't mean. And I don't mean... I don't say things I don't mean. I mean what I say. You feel what I'm saying? So let's get it, man. Let's get it. God is good. God is great. But I finished it, bro. I'm going to try to paint a picture as best as I possibly can. 18 square feet. You feel me? You got a front yard and also you got a side yard as well. 1,800 square feet. So when you walk inside, it's light gray painted. Borders and the windows are white. If you look forward, you're like looking at the living room, dining room area, nice and spacious as well. The tile is gray and dark gray. And then you look to your left and you have a bar stool area. And it's connected to the kitchen, of course, because the kitchen like wraps around like kind of like a U. Then you got the stainless refrigerator to the left. The refrigerator on top. Freezer at the bottom. I like that concept. That's just fly. Then you got the microwave and stove. Stainless steel, of course. You got the deep sink. Yes. And on the cabinets are black. But on the cabinets, you have gold. You have gold handles for the cabinets. And you have gold. A faucet sink. For the deep sink, man, that stuff is gold as well. So it pops, man. It makes that kitchen just hit you with a, you feel me? Like one of those, or you feel what I'm saying? Or, man, if you ain't see it coming, it's gonna hit you with that. You feel me? But whoa, you feel? So, man, it came out amazing. Then the back splash is white, but the white backsplash is like bricks, but it's wavy though. Like it's like a 3D effect. Like it's wavy, bro. It goes dummy hard, yo. Real talk. Then you continue going straight. You can see the two rooms, and you can take the first left, which is gonna be the restroom. The restroom. You got the black mirror. You got the cabinet. That the sink sits on top is gray, black faucet, super nice, smooth looking faucet. You got like those little fixture things, like the your towel, your t- toilet paper holder and your face cloth holder. Those are all black, matches real, real smooth. The toilet brand new, stinking brand new. Then the restroom, I mean, then the shower, bro, hard to explain, but it's mainly white and like has like crossover colors out like black and gold. Muff goes so hard, bro. It goes stupid, bro. Then the restroom, I mean, not the restroom, the two other bathrooms, the two bedrooms, you have carpet in there, and it's light gray with the borders that are white, the closet white as well. Oh, man, it's, bruh, it's fly, bruh. Like, it's mad fly. Like, I have done three of these, bruh. Three of these, man. And I'm not here by coincidence. I'm not doing nothing, not grinding, working hard, bro. This shit work hard, bro. This a hard work. This ain't nothing light. I'm not gonna be one of these guys that's lying to y'all like, oh man, get rich in 10 seconds. Oh man, get rich with real estate just like this. Oh, it's only 10 steps, my nigga. It is so much more than that, especially when you don't have a mentor. You don't have someone that has done it before you, a family member, a good friend, or anything like that, bro. You learn the shit out the mud. This stuff is hard, bro. Some days, bro, be stressful as hell, real talk. I be trying to keep calm and mellow, and that's why I go to the gym a lot, just to relax and decompress. Not being born with a silver spoon in your mouth and all that, bro. We had to eat food with our hands type of thing, bro. It's not that we just got bread just to cough up and put all this money. Nah, bro, I've been working overtime. Two jobs, bro. Been freaking just grinding it all the way through, bro, to get to this point right here. And the thing is, I'm far from done. I'm not even close to being done because I know God ain't through with me. Not yet, not close. And I got so much things to do. So much giving to give. So much love to give, so much support to give, so much money and bread to make, so much things to view the world and see. And the way that's set up, bro, you got to have a business that's killing it, that you're able to just travel whenever or whatever the case is. Or, man, you got residual income coming in like this shit, just coming in like clockwork. You feel me? And multiple streams of income, stuff like that, man. It's, bro, it's a process, bro. Trust the process, if I can say anything to anybody, because it's different out here, bro. This ain't no simple thing. This ain't none of that, my guy. This is, we learning on the fly. We learning when we fall. We learn from the mistakes, bro. I have overspent, bro. At least, my nigga, $10,000, bro, overspent. If I knew what I know now, I would have saved bread, bro. Real talk. Real talk. So when I tell you this shit ain't light, this ain't for the weak, this ain't for the people that's real timid with their bread. And like, bro, this is a risk that pays in dividends, bro. That pays in the long run, long term. And then it's generational wealth, my nigga. It's not no, oh, it's just me and that's it. Like, it might be a business that you had the vision, but if you not there, the other people don't have the vision, or you don't have a torch to pass it to, or something like that. Like, for instance, WWE, WWF. Bro, WWF started with Vince McMahon's dad. I don't remember the nigga's name. But I started watching when Vince McMahon took over. He took over when he was like 20-something or whatever it was. Pushed it further than what you know to what you know now, WWE, which is global, bro. This ain't no random-ass brand that's just in Florida or something like that. No, bro. They have universities that people go to school to, in wrestling school or wrestling university, whatever it is, to become wrestlers like that, bro. Like, it's a real thing. And it wasn't like that with his dad, but he took it to the next level, bro. And now he's retiring at 77 years old, bro. He did it for damn near, what is that? That's like 50 something years. Dude been rocking, creating stars and making dummy bread. And now you have Stephanie McMahon that took over. And I know her, the way that she thinks, she gonna take it to the next level, bro. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all, man. It's with business, it gotta be like that for that joint to be generational wealth. You feel what I'm saying? Or you can have something that's just like a cash cow that just prints, bro. It just prints bread, it makes bread because it's a necessity for people to need. I don't know if y'all know about the Maslow laws, but the bottom one, which is the most important, is stability, which is the roof over your head, bro. That's the most important. That's the highest people are going to spend is for a roof over their head. They can drop. You can have millions to like a $20 million car. Nobody's buying that. You know what I mean? But $20 million house, people buying that. It's more, I guess, rational. You know what I mean? More reasonable, more logically sound and for everybody, universe. You know what I mean? You can go to a third world country. They'll pay more for the roof over their head than anything else. And that's anywhere. So if you got this product that everybody uses and needs, they might not like it, but they, you know, they need it. You're going to always have that niche, bro. You're going to always have that hook. You feel me? You're going to always have that bread coming in. The real talk. So with me going this route, bro, it's hard to get here, bro. This ain't light. This ain't easy. This ain't none of that. People look at me like I'm a damn near walking unicorn. You feel me? Shining angel sent from heaven. Because people from where I'm from, bro, they don't do what I'm doing. And the thing is, I got so much more to do, so much more to give, like I was saying before. It's not about just me, want. Nah, I got a lot to give too. A lot of things going on. I'm gonna have my third annual Justin Bless Ice Cream Express. Gonna give free ice cream to the community in Phoenix. Man, it's going to be a beautiful thing, a dope thing, and we're going to make fly things happen, man. And, man, I'm happy. I'm excited. And making good, doing good, and making great things happen, man. Like, that's what we're going to do, and that's how we're going to move. Oh, man, I'm just so happy, so pumped. Going to have a tenant in there next month. Whoo! The bread could be looking smooth. Oh, man. Maxed out the credit card. Gotta go pay that down, bro. You gotta go broke for your dreams, bro. You gotta stretch. You gotta do what you gotta do. You feel? But I ain't here to preach to y'all, though. I ain't a preacher, priest, none of that. Man, I'm a student to life. God-fearing man. Ambitious as hell, and we gonna go get it. You feel me? By any means necessary. You feel me? So, oh man. Man, I just wish y'all could like experience like what I'm experiencing. You feel me? And I pray that y'all get out the rat trap. I pray y'all get out the rat trap, my guy. If you guys don't know what the rat trap is pay bills, go home, go to work, pay bills, go home. You probably have one extracurricular activity that probably be like church. That's like my parents. Their next thing is church. You have other people that like might play basketball at like the park or a gym basketball or something like that. Just one extra curriculum activity. Work, pay bills and home, and that's it. You don't get to travel. You don't get to see the world. Man, a lot of people have not seen overseas. You feel? I'm just speaking for just America, right? A lot of people have not seen the world, bruh. When I mean that, bruh. Just because they say, yo, China is over here, you haven't been there. So technically, China don't exist to you, my guy. Paris don't exist to you, my guy, because you can't even remember the smell. You ain't feel none of the buildings. You ain't walk on none of the streets, bruh. You ain't eat none of the food, bruh. You ain't experience no inch of the culture, bruh. Picture don't do no justice. Just because you seen a picture of videos don't mean that you've been there, bruh. Real talk, man. Like, and over here, you have people that just go to California, Vegas, and back to Arizona. That's it, man. I call it the Bermuda Triangle because people think they be traveling, but them niggas is lost, bruh. That's not even close to what the world is. That's not even like 0.001% of the world, bro. There's so much to do, so much to experience, bro. So much food to eat. I know everybody love to eat food, bro. There's so much to do, man. But the thing is, a lot of people get caught in the rat trap, and that rat trap F's everything up because it takes a minute to get out of it. And sometimes, most times, people don't even get out of it. But the thing is, there's always a way out of it, but people think there's not. But the thing is, it's all about your mindset, your mental fortitude, bro. Where are you trying to be in your life, nigga? How you trying to move? Like, what the hell you gonna do? You keep doing the same shit you was doing last year, you get the same results you were doing last year, but worse. I'm gonna say worse because you're not growing, nigga. And then again, the world's moving fast, bro. So if you're doing the same thing as doing in 08 and 2022, nigga, you fucking lost, nigga. You feel? That's the same thing you're doing, the same thing as doing in 2020, 2021. Nigga, you lost, bro. You gone, nigga. You losing, bro. You declining, bro. You're not elevating. You're not no type of growth, no type of goals, nigga. You ain't doing none of that, bro. The only thing I'll say is exception for that is if you sacrificing, right? What if you got sacrificed 2 years to get 10 years ahead? You ain't losing. You ain't losing. Because I remember I sacrificed 2020. Was freaking working like a mug. No new phones, no none of that shit. No going out. Nah. Grinding. And people thought I was lost. But they understand where my mindset was at. When 2021 rolled around, bam, killed these niggas. Now these niggas looking at me like, man, where the hell this nigga come from? How he do it at that age? Bruh, it's how this shit go down, my guy. That's how it go down, bruh. So if you gonna sacrifice some years or whatever, cool, do your thing. You feel me? Jeff Bezos, richest man. But when he started, that dude was working out of a freaking little desk air paint brush that said Amazon. He stayed down, stayed loyal to the grind. And where he at right now, this dude building rocket ships and going to Mars just for fun. But he had to sacrifice a couple years to get that option. I mean, be able to have that option to play with in his life. So if that's what you're doing, hey, I commend it. And I'd rather you be doing that than anything else, because I know when you come up, it's going to be your turn. And when you come up, nigga, don't apologize to nobody. Fuck all them, bruh. Anybody that doubted you or anything like that, don't even share your success with them, bruh. I'm going to give y'all this thing. Then we're going to get into it. So, dang, I ain't even give this to y'all either, man. But, all right, so so my stepdad, right? This nigga ain't never supported your boy. Not at all. Not for a damn thing, bro. Not one thing, bro. And I showed my mom my units, you feel me? Because the only reason why I showed her, bro, because she at least tried, bro. Her trying wasn't the best, was the greatest, but I'd rather have someone trying than nobody trying at all. You feel what I'm saying? She at least tried, so I was like, man, I could show you this. I could do this for you and whatnot. Like, that's cool, that's fine. But if you don't try, and you haven't tried, not check up on your boy, no nothing, bro. Like, we some strangers, bro. I'm going to treat you like a stranger, my nigga. I care who you are. I care what the title is, nigga. Fuck the title, nigga. It's about the bond, nigga. The relationship. Where is it at? Where is it stand? How strong is it? Are you cherishing the relationship? Are you working towards the relationship? Not every day, of course, nigga, because we ain't dating. We ain't none of that. But you trying, like, once a month. Once every 2 weeks, give me a call, text, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. Whatever the case might be, you feel me? Nigga, I can rock with that. We can rock. We can move. We can do that. But, nigga, if you ain't trying and doing none of that, then what the hell I look like, bruh? But the thing is, my heart kind of got the, not the best of me, but I want to prove these niggas wrong, bruh. You feel me? And I learned to humble myself and be like, yo, God's gonna let them know. Let God deal with them niggas that ain't believe in you. You feel me? Especially that nigga. How the hell you gonna doubt your own supposed to be son and you over here trying to doubt a nigga, never support a nigga? Even when I have my brand blessed, bruh. When I tell you these niggas go to church all the time, so you not gonna support me, even though like it ain't like super like a religious thing, it's bust being thankful. Clothing brand, but you can wear how you want to express yourself, and you ain't want to support me and give a nigga $20 just to be like that. It's like, nigga, fuck all that, fuck you too, bro. That's how you really feel. That's how I really feel. But after these years, I was like, bro, I want to stick it to this nigga face, nigga. Want to be like, yeah, nigga, and what? You doubted me, feel me? Got arrested, I don't know how many times. Cops coming to the house, whatever the case is. I'm that same nigga, bruh. Same kid. Right here, right now, I'm worth more than you, bruh. At a younger age than what you did, bruh. You ain't seen me, bruh. You probably thought you was better than me when I was getting arrested and doing all the other shit. If you want to compare them ages at that time, 17 to 17. Just because you weren't getting in trouble, nigga, don't mean that you were better than me. You feel me? So I want to stick it to this nigga face like, boom, look at this, bro. Yeah, come over here, bro. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, bro. This is me, the kid that you doubted. Yeah. You feel me, nigga? But I had to ask somebody, should I do that? Because that nigga in the rat, you feel me? Like that nigga rat. Well, that nigga do be snitching. But that nigga in the rat race. I'm not, bruh. I probably got like a foot in. I ain't 100% out. You feel me? But I'm way closer than this nigga. You feel what I'm saying? So anyways, I'm like, I gotta ask somebody that know me for real and know our relationship and stuff like that for years. And And that's my best friend, RJ. And then he came through to see the unit and stuff like that and everything. And I showed this nigga. And then right before he left, I was like, bro, let me ask you something. I was like, man, I'm thinking about taking whoop-de-whoop here. And he's like, I was like, I'm thinking about it. What do you think? He's like, automatically, I was like, don't do that. Don't bring him over here. He's like, because that nigga a hater, bro. He been hating you for the longest time. He ain't believe in you. He ain't support you. He ain't do none of that, bro. All he's gonna do is just come here with bad vibes and bad energy. He's like, you don't need that here, bro. He's like, I know you wanna be like, I told you, show, proved you wrong, and blah, blah, blah. But he was like, man, just leave it up to God, bro. God gonna do that. And I'm pretty sure he already know. So it's already eating his heart up. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. My mom definitely already told him. So I got thinking. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to leave that one up to God. You feel me? Let that arrest. Because it does sometimes want to do it, don't want to do it, want to do it, don't want to do it. But then I'm just like, man, forget all that. And the thing is, that nigga do follow me on Instagram. Ain't blocked the nigga because I don't really see the reason why to block. You feel me? And I post this joint on Instagram. So if he sees it on Instagram, he sees it on Instagram. But I'm not about to be like, hey, man, come check this out. I'm not doing none of that shit. You feel me? You gonna receive the information just like everybody else, bruh. You ain't no special to me. Nah, bruh. That's how we gonna leave it. You feel? And this is any type of thing to y'all, bro. If y'all ever felt a way or something like that about anybody that ain't support y'all or whatever, don't. Sometimes it's not about proving them wrong, bro, and throwing it to their face like, yeah, bitch. You feel me? Sometimes it's not that. Sometimes it's like, you just that silent, I told you so. I don't want to tell you, but I'm going to let God tell you. God's going to tap the nigga on the shoulder. He told you. Why didn't you believe him? Why didn't you support him or her? You feel what I'm saying? Like, God got you. God's going to hold the fort down for you to go prove them people wrong. It's going to be God that's going to do that. Your actions speak louder than your words. You feel me? People know what it is without you even got to saying it, bro. Especially when your words hold weight. Like if you say something, when you do speak, just like I said before, man, I mean what I say. I say what I mean, bro. I really, truly mean that, bro. Because I don't just speak and just be talking, bro. A lot of niggas just be speaking just to speak or talking just to talk. And them niggas don't amount to shit or don't do nothing, bro. They want to sound like they're the smartest person in the room, but they're really not. They want to sound like they're the person that's really getting it, but they not. They want to sound like they're doing this and living the big life and all this shit, but their real life's on a minuscule, bruh. So don't get like flattered or don't get like, I'm not going to say flattered. Don't get fooled by these people, bruh. I ran into a lot of these niggas, bruh. A lot, and I tell everybody all the time, I don't give a damn who you are, what it is, what's going on. I'm keep that shit all the way 100 with you, nigga. If I think the shit whack, bro. If I think you're not going to do it, nigga, I'm going to tell you, I don't think you're going to do it, bro. But that's just not to knock you down. I'm just to let you know where I stand on the point of view that you're speaking about. And if you do prove me wrong, then I'm going to tell you straight up, nigga, you proved me wrong. Because they don't take nothing away from me to say, like, yo, I was wrong. Or to apologize or to do any of that shit, bro. Like, I'll do it in a heartbeat, nigga. Yo, my bad, bro. You proved me wrong. If anything, I'll be more excited and more happy that you proved me wrong than you proved me right, nigga. But that's just me, nigga. That's how I vibe, nigga. That's how I'm built, bro. I ain't built like these other niggas, bro. I want all my niggas to be rich, successful, and have options in their life, bro. I don't want them tied to a desk, tied to a cubicle, tied to a computer screen, tied to a workplace. Nah, I want my guys to be free. You feel me? Letting their wings soar through the skies, nigga. You feel me? Letting their light shine like a lighthouse. You feel me? And you got people looking up to your light. I want all my people like that, first class and all, bro. There's no way I can, personally, with RJ, bro, there's no way I can ride first class on a plane and this nigga don't ride first class, bro. That's just not happening. Don't care. That's my nigga, bro. That's my brother. That dude been rocking with your boy. When I was down bad, I didn't have no food to eat type of thing because I put everything that I got in the freaking renovation. This nigga come through and just gives me $100 like, here, bro, get yourself something to eat and stuff. Because he understands what the hell I'm putting myself through. And he knows I ain't come to play, bro. And he know when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. I don't care what a nigga, young nigga got to sacrifice. You feel me? Nigga going to do it. I'm not going to be out here just asking people for money. Nah, nigga knows I'm this nigga grinding. You feel me? It's like you would rather help a nigga that has a flat tire pushing his car. No, because you can't really push it. So you'd rather help a nigga that car broke down, put his car in neutral, and pushing the car. You feel me? Rather than a person car broke down on the side of the road And he just sitting on his car on his phone, twiddling with his fingers, nigga. Who you picking? You picking the nigga that's pushing the car, bruh. Because he's trying to get somewhere. He's trying to do something. He's not looking for no pity party, none of that shit. Oh, what's wrong? He ain't waiting, nah, bruh. Hey, meet me on the road, success, bro. I'm going. Even though my car broke down, nigga, I'm still going, still flowing. Still soaring. And we ain't no sore haters or any of that, bro. I don't rock with no haters either. But y'all, I'm telling y'all, man, invest your bread, bro. Like, I don't even like to preach to people. I don't even like preaching. I don't like doing none of that. Seem like I'm better or any of that, bro. But the thing is, I know I got some type of smarts going on, bro. You feel me? I ain't the smartest, but I got some type of knowledge, bro. I know I could help, bro. Because I'm out here living. I ain't one of them people that just read some shit in a book and didn't do none. I'm on this podcast talking to y'all, or just talking to people in general in person. I ain't never been that, bro. Niggas that know me know what the fuck is going on, bro. Follow me on Instagram at JustinBless_. You will see what's really going on with me, man. And I try to be as much motivational as possible because and give back and stuff. If it's words of encouragement, if it's some support, if it's anything, you feel like I want to make sure I give that, bro. Because it's about passing down the information. It's not about me, me, me. Look what I got. Look what I got. Nah, bro. It's about giving all that, bro. Man. Y'all make sure y'all push forward in whatever you do. However you gonna get it. Don't fall in the rat trap. Avoid those money traps. And keep pushing on and pushing forward. Don't ever look back. You're going to look back. You're going to look back to assess the situation. Know how to maneuver differently in a better way, in a better light. But you ain't looking back to dwell on it or nothing like that. That's good or bad, bro. You don't always just be like, oh, like, nigga, I don't be telling niggas, yeah, purchase a rental property. Yeah, yeah, got apartment complex. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't, man, that's not at the forefront of my mind to speak about every single day and talk about it, bro. Like, nah. And a lot of times I don't even tell people what is really going on. I let niggas talk and they talk and they do what they do. You feel me? And everything else, man, it is what it is. Come with the tutorial. Come with the territory of what goes on, bro. But I'm so happy, so excited, bro, that I completed my renovation for unit one that is ready for rent. If y'all looking for a place to rent, man, you feel me? Man, God is good. God is great. Alhamdulillah. We about to get up out of here, man. Just how we started, just how we gonna leave, man. God is good. God is great. Y'all invest, bruh. Sacrifice. Elevate. Inspire. Motivate the younger generation. Make great happen. You feel me? You got greatness in you. Don't let nobody tell you that you are worthless, because you truly not. You're worth so much star. So much star power. So much star structure. So much that you can be your own downfall if you don't fully believe in yourself. Believe in what you believe in, the thing that powers you, put that power in your back to get you to the top and make sure that you never look back. Because your whole life is still in front of you. Your whole life can be the best time of your life if you focus, sacrifice, dedicate, manifest. Don't forget working hard, bro, because all that other stuff is irrelevant if you don't work hard. You're not out there physically doing it, and it'll never manifest. If you're not out there physically doing it, that prayer will never be answered. I promise you that. So make sure you go get it. Strive for greatness. Strive for nothing less than what you deserve. Hey, God is good. God is great. You know what it is. You know what it is. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless. Nothing less.